If you are able, please remain standing out of reverence for the word of the Lord as we hear from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 9, verses 9 through 13 and 18 through 26, which can be found on page 8 in the New Testament portion of your Pew Bible if you would like to follow along. As Jesus was walking along, he saw a man called Matthew sitting at the tax booth, and he said to him, "Follow me." And Matthew got up and followed him. And as he sat at dinner in the house, many tax collectors and sinners came and were sitting with him and his disciples. When the Pharisees saw this, they said to Jesus' disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" But when Jesus heard this, he said, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. Go and learn what this means. I desire mercy, not sacrifice, for I have come to call not the righteous, but sinners." While he was saying these things to them, suddenly a leader of the synagogue came in and knelt before him, saying, "My daughter has just died, but come and lay your hand on her, and she will live." And Jesus got up and followed him with his disciples. Then suddenly a woman who had been suffering from hemorrhages for 12 years came up behind him and touched the fringe of his cloak. For she said to herself, "If only I touch his cloak, I will be made well." Jesus turned and, seeing her, said, "Take heart, daughter, your faith has made you well." And instantly the woman was made well. When Jesus came to the leader's house, he saw the flute players and the crowd making a commotion, and he said, "Go away, for this girl is not dead, but sleeping." And they laughed at him. He went in and took the girl by the hand, and she got up. And the report of this spread throughout the district. This is the word of God for us, God's people. Thanks be to God.